aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a bird cage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma.
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
Jesse Nelson, John Audius at Pleasant View Golf Course in Middleton, the west side of Madison, the Domination Golf Outing here this morning. It is Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. No Craig and Kyle. They'll be back next week. Riley Yauch, our producer, standing by in the Everlight Solar Studios at ESPN Madison, awaiting your phone calls to help finish off this 7 at 11 list. Here's the phone number, because you're going to want to participate in this one, and I mentioned it is Brewers-related. Okay. For those of you on your way to American Family Field for the 1:10 first pitch this afternoon for the final game before the All-Star break, the Brewers and the Nationals. Brewers got to win one of these. It's been a bad stretch this week. 844-770-3776. That's a different number than usual. 844-770-3776. Anytime you're playing naming former Brewers, it's always fun. And here is the category, John Audius.
Can I just say I am so nervous because it's like I'm taking a test. There's pressure. I don't know.
Well, you've got a partner here with Riley. He does not know what the category is yet, so I will reveal it to both of you at the same time here.
Okay.
And then the fans, well, the real point here is the fans get to call in, and whoever finishes the list wins an ESPN Wisconsin t-shirt. So you only have to do a little bit of the work. Just make a little dent in this.
I just got to get it started down the hill.
Yeah, and everybody else
just
got to
get the ball rolling.
Okay.
And Riley, now, Riley, before we get into this, you were at the Brewers game on Friday night. You are a big Brewers fan.
Yes.
I heard you on Wildy and Tausch tell everybody to pull up to section 429. And say hi.
No one did. Shockingly,
no one said hi. That is a shame.
They heard the impressions and were like, "Nah, we ain't talking to this guy."
I would have maybe considered a different strategy.
Exactly.
That's too bad. All right. So I know Riley's a big Brewers guy. John, we know you've covered Wisconsin sports for a very long time. You guys have a chance at this. It is All Star Week.
Oh no. Okay.
It is All Star Week coming up with the Home Run Derby tomorrow and the All Star Game. Both heard on ESPN Wisconsin on Monday and Tuesday night. I am looking for the last seven different Brewers All-Star position players.
Position players.
Okay.
So pitchers are out. Corbin Burns, not part of the list.
No Josh Hader.
No Josh Hader. Yeah. No Devin Williams. Freddie Peralta was an All-Star at one point. None of those guys. The last seven, and also there is one player who has made multiple All-Star appearances.
Okay.
We're looking for the last seven. This includes this year.
Okay, let's go with William Contreras.
William Contreras is on the list. He is starting at catcher for the National League on Tuesday night. We're on the board, John.
Huge.
There you go.
I got this, Riley. Hold on.
Yep.
Let's go with Christian Yelich.
Christian Yelich
is on the list.
So Yelich and Contreras both starting this week. Yelich was also an All-Star in 2018 and 2019.
Okay, Riley, let's go.
I think I got one. Jesus Aguilar.
Oh.
Jesus Aguilar, who I thought no one would get. Yes, you got it, Riley.
Ooh, wow.
In 2018, Jesus Aguilar, who I forgot existed, was a National League All-Star representing the Milwaukee Brewers.
And this is what I'm afraid of, who I forgot existed. That's what this game feels like.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, shoot.
Okay,
that was my one deep pull.
So I will pull. Let me recap here. We have Christian Yelich and William Contreras this year. We have Jesus Aguilar in 2018. There are four more of the last seven Brewers All-Star position players.
May I ask a question? Is this like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Can I phone a friend? Do I get a hint?
When you get one wrong, you're out. That's how this one's played. Okay, so, and then the fans get a chance to win a T-shirt.
So I can't ask you like how far back this list goes, like years, so I can get a better.
Here's what I will tell you, John. I'm not going to let you ask that. We're going to save that clue for the fans.
That's fine.
Jesus Aguilar was an All-Star in 2018.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Riley. We've got three of the seven.
Yep. We got four more.
Let's think about the diamond. Let's think about impactful position.
Yeah, position players.
First baseman.
First baseman. We already got Jesus. The Brewers have been horrible at first base for years, since Jesus Aguilar this year.
Do we go back to, like, Prince Fielder? Is that too deep?
That's what I was wondering. Because, like, obviously you got Ryan Braun, Ricky Weeks from back in the day.
Right, Prince Fielder.
But I feel like that's I feel like it's too far because we have to get an All-Star every year.
That's why I was asking about the time range. I don't know how far back we need to go.
Yeah.
What's that phone number? Can somebody help
us? That's 844-770-3776. I got a feeling they're not going to finish the list.
Did Lorenzo Cain make an All-Star game? This isn't my answer.
Yeah.
Okay, Lorenzo Cain. Final.
You guys are going with Lorenzo Cain?
Yes.
Joined Jesus Aguilar in 2018. Woo! He's on the list.
Riley.
Lorenzo Cain is one of four that you have now successfully named. Three more to go. The last seven position players to be National League All-Stars.
Okay. Fielders were seen here. What year was Cain? You said 18?
Along with Jesus Aguilar.
So we got 2018.
You guys think it over. I'm going to remind fans once again, 844-770-3776 is the number if you want to get in line and help Riley and John out for your chance to win an ESPN Madison or ESPN Milwaukee t-shirt. 844-770-3776. The last seven different Brewers All-Star position players. No pitchers included on the list. Names so far, Christian Yelich and William Contreras this year. Jesus Aguilar and Lorenzo Cain in 2018.
What's the other? Who's the catcher that dropped the suitcase on his hand?
I can't tell you that.
Jonathan Lucroy. Was Lucroy?
He definitely was. But again, is that too far back? Because I know Ryan Braun, Ricky Weeks, Lucroy for sure. I'm pretty sure
it's Lucroy.
Was that like 2013 New York?
Yeah, we might have been pushing it too deep.
I can't remember because I remember 2012 for sure.
This is so hard.
This is difficult.
Just going around that. I'm envisioning a baseball. I'm just like bouncing around. Like who was doing what? I can't.
Was Carlos Gomez or
was that too?
Or is that too far?
I think that might be too.
I'm gonna need a guess, guys. Okay. We're running out of time. I feel like we gotta open up to the fans.
We just gotta go with one of the old ones.
Okay.
What'd be the recent? Probably Ryan Braun would be the most recent old one.
Wouldn't Gomez be before Braun? No.
Ryan Braun played up until 19. He played through 19, I think.
Okay. I'd say Braun.
All right, Ryan Braun.
Ryan Braun is the guest. Ryan Braun was most recently an All-Star in 2015. He is not on the list. There have been several not on the list who are in there before Ryan Braun. And that means it's time for the fans to contribute. 844-770-3776. Your chance to win an ESPN Madison or ESPN Milwaukee t-shirt. Riley is standing by to take your calls. 844-770-3776. The last seven different Brewers All-Star position players. Named so far, Christian Yelich, William Contreras, Lorenzo Cain, Jesus Aguilar, three more to go. All right, let's start it right away. Let's go to the phones immediately. Let's go to Mitch, who's a teacher. You get the first crack at the 7 at 11 with three names left to go. You're on Sunday Karma with Jesse Nelson and John Audius on ESPN Wisconsin. Mitch, who you got?
I'm not sure if I'm going back too far. Is Lucroy on the list?
So Jonathan Lucroy, who was mentioned, Jonathan Lucroy was an All-Star in 2016. He is first off the list. He is the first one out. He was 8 ago for Brewers position players. Lucroy also an all-star starter in 2014 representing the Brewers. Sorry, Mitch. You'll have to give it another go next time. 844-770-3776. We'll take a break and get to more of your calls trying to finish off this list. Coming up next, it's Sunday Karma from Pleasant View Golf Course and the Domination Golf Outing on ESPN Wisconsin. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin, and Wisconsin On Demand. In for Craig and Kyle this week, Jesse Nelson and John Audius, the voice of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball, which can be heard coming this fall on 100.5 ESPN Madison and 620 WTMJ. We're at Pleasant View Golf Course in Middleton on the west side of Madison for the Domin Nation Golf Outing, benefiting the legacy of Bruce Domin and, of course, all that he has impacted in the Madison community. Former principal at Madison Memorial High School, the Domin Nation Golf Outing supports scholarships, which have now been paid in perpetuity for Madison Memorial High School, also supporting projects in the Madison community, Little League equipment, basketball program, and much more. The Domin Nation Golf Outing, we've been part of this each of the last couple of years here at ESPN Madison. It is our pleasure to help be part of this with Kendall from Zimbrick and all the great people that are affiliated with this event. But we are now trying to finish the 7 at 11. 844-770-3776 is the number to get into the show. And if you finish the list, you have a chance to win an ESPN Madison or an ESPN Milwaukee t-shirt. Again, different number than usual. 844-770-3776. I am specifically calling upon those of you who are heading to the Brewers game, and I know you're listening, because it's going to be a sellout probably today heading into the All-Star break for Brewers Nationals at AmFam Field. We need you to name the three remaining of the last seven different Brewers All-Star position players. 844-770-3776. A quick recap. Christian Yelich, William Contreras, Lorenzo Cain, and Jesus Aguilar have been named. Yelich and Contreras are 1 and 2 on the list because they were this year. Mm-hmm. I can now tell you Lorenzo Cain and Jesus Aguilar in 2018, numbers 6 and 7 on the list. Jonathan Lucroy in 2016 was guest. He was the first one out.
Yeah. That was my guess, by the way, at Lucroy. I was pretty happy about that poll.
Well, before we go any further, let's go to Chef Ed, great fan of ESPN Wisconsin. Chef Ed, you're on Sunday Karma with Jesse and John on ESPN Wisconsin. You want to help us with the list?
Yeah, just I want to clarify in the question. Can it be two different players of the same position, or do they have to be a different position?
No, it can be the same position. It just can't be if the guy was an all-star more than once, which Yelich is the only one here, where Yelich was an all-star in 18, 19, and 24, so he's only on the list one time. But no, if it can be multiple positions. There are a couple of the remaining who are of the same position. I will give you that
Ooh.
Hint. Chef Ed, with that, take it away.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to think it was good. Contreras is a catcher, but I'm going to say Yasmani Grandal.
Oh. Yasmani Grandal in 2019 was a National League All-Star.
Great poll.
Well done.
He is number 4 on the list. So there is one after Yasmani Grandal, and there's one before him. Actually, it was the same year as Yasmani Grandal. I can tell you that much, 2019. Chef Ed, you got a guess on the two remaining?
Yeah, I got this, Jesse. The same year as Grandal, Mike Moustakas.
Mike Moustakas,
Wow. Forgotten
in Brewers history, delivered a walk-off in the first wild card game in 2018. Moustakas was an all-star in 2019. He is number 5 on the list. One remaining, Chef Ed. Do you have it?
Oh, yeah. All right, Jesse, for my 36th ESPN t-shirt, I'm going with Omar Naveris. Omar Naveris.
Pronunciation aside, Chef Ed, you got it right.
Wow. I was not getting those.
I didn't know he was an all-star. I follow the Brewers pretty diehardly. Omar Narvaez in 2021 was a National League all-star.
Okay, that one I don't feel bad about. I completely forgot that Omar Narvaez was an all-star.
Nicely done, Chef Ed. You are the winner of whatever number ESPN Wisconsin t-shirt that is for you. Riley will get your information, not that we don't have it already. He'll get it off fair from you. Congratulations. Once again, your full rundown of the 7 at 11 list. The last seven different Brewers All-Star position players. Christian Yelich, William Contreras, Omar Narvaez, Yasmani Grandal. Who knew the catchers were so good in Milwaukee? Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, and Jesus Aguilar.
Moustakas and Grandal, I did, when you said those, I was like, oh my gosh, I was never going to get there today. We could have sat out here all afternoon. I was not going to get there. I looked up the 2021 season of Narvaez. You guys want the stats overall?
Let's hear them. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, this is overall, so not at the break, but 123 games,
uh-huh.
104 hits, 11 home runs, 49 RBI. 54 runs and batted .266.
It's not too bad. I don't know if it's all-star.
I mean, hey, that's why they
do it. I'm guessing a lot of that came in the first half.
I was going to say, that's why they do it at the midpoint of the season. But there you go. I was like, Narvaez, how did he do in that year?
So, I mean, if you go back to Lucroy, that's Lucroy, Narvaez, Yasmani Grandal, and now William Contreras.
Yeah.
In the last 8 years, four different Brewers catchers have been all-stars.
Why is that? Is that just... It just happened that way?
I don't know.
Something maybe. Special brewing there that they can consistently plug that position in? And
maybe it's a credit to leadership, whether it's Pat Murphy.
It's got to be.
Do we say Craig Counsell? I don't know if we're allowed to give him credit for anything these days.
Okay.
David Stern, same thing.
Credit.
Matt Arnold, they've been able to continue to cycle in catchers, whether they're veterans or up-and-comers, who have been very successful in Milwaukee and have been all-star players. So,
yeah, I was going to say, and make them all-stars, too. So there's something there. Something there is working well.
Congratulations again to Chef Ed on finishing off that list. I actually thought we might do that until the end of the show. I got to admit,
I
thought this would take a while. So congrats to Chef Ed on helping us finish the list. The All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby coming up each of the next two nights. You can listen to both on these ESPN Wisconsin stations. We want to talk a little bit about the All-Star Game coming
Let's
up next
it.
With you, John, because I feel like the All-Star Game is kind of a forgotten pastime now. It feels like its heyday has passed. It's not what it used to be.
There's some new rules, too, they're implementing this year.
We're going to talk about it coming up next, because I'm actually very intrigued to watch it this week with two Brewers starting and the Home Run Derby tomorrow night. We're going to get into some of the All-Star Week festivities in Major League Baseball. Coming up next, live from Pleasant View Golf Course and the Dominant Nation Golf Outing, it's Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin, Jesse Nelson, John Audius in for Craig and Kyle today on the show. They'll be back next week. We are at Pleasant View Golf Course in Middleton, the Dahman Nation Golf Outing. Again, honoring the legacy of Bruce Dahman, former principal at Madison Memorial, passed away 10 years ago. This outing supports scholarships, which have now been paid in perpetuity at Madison Memorial High School, also supporting projects in the Madison community, helping all the different athletic programs that go on to make this community so great. They have here at Pleasant View Golf Course a really cool thing. So in the clubhouse where we're broadcasting from this morning, there are TVs that have a running scoreboard because all the carts where you keep your scores are connected. And we saw there have been many celebrities, John, who have come by and been part of this outing in past years. Wesley Matthews has been here. Obviously, members of our Tarek Saleh and Derek Engler of the Great Dane Huddle during the football season are golfing in this outing. Tarek Saleh, Badger Hall of Famer, being inducted this fall. And there was a name that came up, James Stark.
James Stark.
And we thought, wow, is that very well could be Super Bowl champion running back of the Green Bay Packers, the guy that saved the season in 2010, James Stark.
Yeah, I saw that and I said, well, okay, I guess I didn't notice there was no S after Stark, but because I just saw him, like, oh, James Starks is here. That's maybe
pretty
he's
cool.
here, maybe.
And as you're saying that,
during the break,
a fella turns around near the restroom and says, I'm James Stark.
Like, you are not
and
who I thought you might be.
For many reasons, it was very clear to find out right away that was not the former Packers Super Bowl champion running back, James Stark. So he is not part of the event today.
I guess if I had looked closer, it's not even the right name. It's very close.
It could have been a typo.
Could have been a typo, right.
Fake name. He wants to stay,
it's
discreet.
A secret name. Not James Starkson, James Stark.
So whatever James Starks is up to today, we hope him the best, and we hope James Stark is having a wonderful round here at Pleasant View Golf Course in Middleton for the Domination Golf outing here. Again, an amazing cause. We love being here. Thanks to Kendall from Zimbrick Auto Dealerships and everyone who is part of this event, from everyone that's running the silent auction that you were just checking out, John, to the staff here at Pleasant View. It's a wonderful Sunday to honor the legacy of Bruce Domin and the impact he's had on our community.
And one real quick thing, because I know I do want to talk about this Major League Baseball home run derby that is tomorrow night, but you talked about the wonderful items here. One of the raffle items, I think you probably see it, is like a picture of Giannis, Yelich, and Rogers. Remember, like, we got to remember, that was a pretty cool moment in Wisconsin sports history when you had that trio combined with the domination that they had in this state. And I saw it, and I was like, man, how quickly things can change, you know? Rodgers is gone. Giannis is still being Giannis. Yelich is an all-star this year, but obviously he's had this kind of lull in his career as well. So, I don't know. I saw that. I was like, man, things changed quickly, because a few years back, you couldn't touch Wisconsin sports in the sense of the superstars that we had in this state.
And who knows? Maybe it's trending back that way. Yelich
changing,
is an all-star starter. Giannis is leading Greece in the Olympics. Hopefully they get things back on track next year and get past the first round of the playoffs. And Jordan Love is about to sign a big contract extension, we think.
Might have a new portrait to put out there in a few years.
It'd be pretty cool. And speaking of all-stars, let's transition then, John, and talk about the Major League Baseball All-Star Week festivities taking place, especially the next 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, in the most stale ballpark in the United States, the new Texas Rangers Stadium. I don't remember, it's already changed names from when it opened. I don't know what it's currently called. But when you watch a game on television there, it looks like the most basic ballpark that has ever been created. It's just the inside, it's all green seats. There's no personality to it whatsoever. It is just a bland baseball park.
What's the outside look like? Sometimes the outside kind of sets it up.
I don't know what the outside looks like. I know they played like the COVID World Series. Remember when they had to do the neutral site? They played it there, and it just looked like a generic ballpark X on any video game you've ever. Riley, am I right on this?
So the outside kind of looks like an airplane hangar.
Okay,
sort of deal.
Now,
almost
wait a minute.
Like a barn.
People have said that about AmFam Field, though, too.
Well, Globe Life Field also has a retractable roof, but it's also way more, it's flatter. It's just like a big sort of, you could, if you took the Rangers logo off it, you might think it's just like a giant event center.
It's just boring.
Oh, really?
And when you watch a game on TV, like the camera angle for home plate is boring. It just looks boring. I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, there's not much character.
I'm going to judge it on Monday, guys. I'm not going to judge it on a Sunday afternoon. Let's see what the home run derby is.
Maybe they'll spice it up and it'll be nice for the All-Star game, but just giving it a look, it just looks blah.
Yeah.
Like, again, anyway, what an endorsement for listening to the home run derby and the All-Star game coming up on ESPN Wisconsin the next couple of nights. John, we wanted to talk about the home run derby, and we'll have more on it coming up in our Palermo's picks coming up to close out the show, but I'm actually really intrigued in the home run derby. They've made some changes to the rules to it this year. I love what they've done with it the last couple of years. And when it comes to all-star festivities, I think the slam dunk contest used to be number one, like must-see television. You had the stars competing. That's definitely diminished over the years. The three-point contest has kind of replaced that for the NBA All-Star Weekend, because there's obviously less chance to get hurt and whatnot.
I didn't mind the dunk contest a couple years back. This last year's dunk contest was trash.
Yeah, last couple of years.
I mean, the judges were trash.
But whoa! I don't even know who it was, but dang.
Well, you got like, we're going off topic. And then the three-point contest, I think, is going to be kind of cool, because you're going to have Curry versus Clark. I mean, there's going to be that side.
And they've definitely made that more of the marquee event now than the dunk contest had previously.
But I don't mind the home run derby. And they changed the rules, like you said. What is it now? 40 pitches through 3 minutes? That's still a pretty good pace.
There was nothing worse than when I was a kid. And again, this isn't going back nearly as far as many of you listening are probably going to remember. I'm 32. But in like the mid-2000s, you got super amped for the home run derby. And especially like that one in Milwaukee when it was Sammy Sosa and Richie Sexton and all the people. people that were part of, like, there were some stars that were part of the Home Run Derby. But when they'd get up there, like, you're a kid and it's the middle of summer and it's all day, oh, the best of the best are going to be doing this. And then you sit down to watch it and they're taking pitch after pitch after pitch, waiting for the perfect one to hit out. It's like, all right, what are we doing? So I love that they've adjusted the rules. They've made it now more of a bracket style. They tweaked that for this year where it's not just bracket. Now it's like a qualifier and then a bracket. I love that. I like what they've done with it. I think the Home Run Derby is back, and I'm more excited to watch that than the actual game, aside from the Brewers competing in it on Tuesday night.
I will agree. I do think there is an excitement level that matches that of the game, at least for me. I know there are some others that flip that around, but I am excited for the Home Run Derby most years. You're right. It's gone through this weird kind of metamorphosis, right, where it was too slow, then it kind of got perfect, and then they sped it. And now I think it's too fast, and that's why the 40 mm-hmm. pitches through 3 minutes, because over the last couple of years, it's just pitch, swing, pitch, swing. These guys are just 3 minutes of speed training. If you watch Bryson DeChambeau golf videos, they're just constantly cranking it out. And in fact, I thought even they were going against their own rules. At one point, the Home Run Derby said you got to wait for it to land, then you can hit the next pitch. But if you watch the last couple of years, they're not waiting for anything to land. You can't even get the mm-hmm. camera to catch a home run. Like, you can't even follow the ball before the next two home yeah. runs are out of the ballpark. Yep. So I do think it was at a blazing fast pace that needed to kind of chill a little bit. But for the most part, I think the Home Run Derby is fun, and I think the rules overall, we're gradually getting to this place where the Home Run Derby is going to be tweaked just enough where it's really a nice product.
I'm a big fan of the Home Run Derby.
Even better product.
It's a great field for tomorrow night, even though it's at the most boring ballpark in Major League Baseball. You should check it out tomorrow night on ESPN, and of course listen to it on ESPN Wisconsin. And then, so we just mentioned in our 7 at 11 that two of the Brewers, you know, starters, Christian Yelich and William Contreras, are part of the National League team starting the game on Tuesday night. I think it's great that Paul Skeens has been named the starting pitcher for the National League. I think if you're looking to attract the young audience and you're looking for that hook to bring people in, the Pittsburgh Pirates are not a team that is nationally televised week after week where you've already seen, you know half the players on the Yankees, you know half the players on the Dodgers. If it wasn't a coming out party for us Brewers fans when he threw 7 no-hit innings on Thursday afternoon, this is going to be his coming out party on the national stage. He's just a rookie, and he's never left a game where his team's been trailing so far this season, which is insane.
Can you have a coming out party in the All-Star game if you're a pitcher?
If you're starting the game, I think so. You get like two or three innings on the mound to start this thing, and you get the broadcast featuring them. I think, yeah, you can.
Okay, so back to the Home Run Derby real quick.
Okay, sure.
Because I was trying to make my pick. I was like, you know what? Who's going to win? And obviously a guy like Gunnar Henderson, who has, I think, the most home runs of any player participating. He's got 27. Pete Alonso, we've seen him crank out home runs before. So I was looking at this preview at MLB.com. Mm-hmm. Get this, everybody, okay? So I'm looking through the players. And by the way, I've got my picks. I'll tell you in a moment. But one of the players is Alec Bohm.
Yes.
From the Phillies.
Uh-huh.
And they write down every player, longest home run, average velocity, blah, blah, blah. And then this is the first thing they write about Bohm. So I'm at MLB.com getting pumped for the Home Run Derby, trying to see who are the participants, what's going on. This is what they write about Alec Bohm. Though he's never been a prolific home run hitter. I was like, what? Why would that be at MLB.com? Why would they even have those words put in that order? Isn't that crazy?
Though he's never been a prolific home run hitter. Catch him in the MLB Home Run Derby tomorrow night.
Exactly. His career high in a season is 20. He definitely has pop. That's what they write. That's exactly what they wrote.
Oh, my gosh.
So I saw that. I was like, well, way to sell it, guys.
So safe to say Alec Bohm will not be your pick to win the Home Run Derby. We'll find out who it is coming up next in the Palermo's Picks to close out this special Sunday edition of Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin. Stay with us. That's next.
It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Jesse Nelson, John Audius, Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin, closing up with our Palermo's picks of the week. And I know Craig always tells you how great Palermo's is. I can tell you as well. We got back from this wedding in Waterloo on Friday night, and all of our friends are staying over at our house. And you know, you get the midnight munchies when you're getting home from a wedding like that. And what did we do? Popped in a screaming Sicilian in the pizza oven. It was good to go on Friday night. Again, Palermo's, fantastic. All the different options they have. Craig tells you all the time how great it is. Check them out. Palermo's is fantastic. And you know, we might even do it again tonight when we get back from going to visit grandma tonight and get home, throw a Palermo's pizza in the oven. A great little Sunday night special heading in to start off All-Star Week in baseball. All right, so John Audius, we were reviewing the Home Run Derby participants for tomorrow night. Again, you can watch it on ESPN in the app. You can also listen to the Home Run Derby right here on these ESPN Wisconsin stations. Your eight participants: Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, former Madison Mallard; Gunnar Henderson of the Baltimore Orioles; Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Guardians; Adolis Garcia of the Texas Rangers. He's the hometown guy that's going to be in it in the most boring stadium in baseball. Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves. Bobby Witt Jr., one of the great young players in baseball, of the Kansas City Royals. Teoscar Hernandez of the LA Dodgers. And hardly the prototypical Home Run Derby participant, Alec Bohm of the Philadelphia Phillies, as outlined in the official release from Major League Baseball naming the participants in the Derby.
Though he's never been a prolific home run hitter.
Great, can't wait to watch, guys.
Watch him in the Derby on Monday night. Who's your guy, John?
Okay, so my gut wants to tell me a guy like Alonso. For some reason, Ozuna's screaming to me like, watch out for Ozuna. But I would probably, if you had me on an app where money was at stake, I would probably pick Pete Alonso or maybe even Gunnar Henderson. But I'm not going to pick them because I have no money at stake. I'm going with Bobby Witt Jr.
Good pick.
Wow. And a close second, Adolis Garcia, simply because you got the hometown connection there, like you were talking about. But this is what MLB.com wrote about Bobby Witt Jr., a native of Colleyville, Texas, which is a short drive from Arlington. You see where I'm going with this?
The hometown fans, yep.
Witt will have a chance to make his home run derby in his own backyard. Okay, so that's the kind of route I was going, right? He also won the high school home run derby held at Nationals Park in 2018, the summer before he's drafted. He's done this. He can hit home runs. He understands the format. He's back in his hometown. He's young. He's, you know, got a lot of energy, those youngins. I'm going to go with Bobby Witt.
I think this week is all about Major League Baseball introducing its young stars on the national stage. And what I think we're going to see in the Home Run Derby tomorrow night, similarly to, I think, Paul Skeens will steal the show as the starting pitcher for the National League on Tuesday night. Gunnar Henderson was the AL Rookie of the Year last year for the Baltimore Orioles, one of the best teams in baseball. I don't think many people watch him on the national stage yet. And trying to make different players the face of baseball has not gone very well over the last decade. Mike Trout, not good at it. Shohei Ohtani, controversy. There's a difference.
They're on
there.
The right track there with Shohei.
Yes. Gunnar Henderson and Paul Skeens have a chance to be the faces of baseball. They do. And obviously the markets that they're in could play a factor.
I don't think a pitcher can be a face of baseball.
Oh, I think he can when he's dating Livy Dunn. I think he can do it.
Okay.
And I think he's been off to such a great start that he is on that trajectory where it's now must-see baseball. Fans in Milwaukee are applauding 7 no-hit innings when he's leaving the game. What is the last pitcher that's happened for that's come to AmFam Field and that's happened?
Got applause after that? Yeah,
you haven't seen that. So I think Paul Skeens steals the show on Tuesday night, and I think Gunnar Henderson, my pick to win the Home Run Derby in Texas tomorrow night. Those are your Palermo's picks for the week. Again, brought to you by Palermo's Pizza. Fantastic options wherever you get your frozen pizzas. Thanks again to Kendall, Dahman, and the entire team here at Pleasant View Golf Course for hosting us for the Dahman Nation Golf Outing. Again, 10 years ago, Bruce Dahman, former principal at Madison Memorial, passed away, and his legacy lives on with the Dahman Nation Golf Outing supporting scholarships, which have now been paid in perpetuity for Madison Memorial athletes, also supporting projects in the Madison community with Little League equipment, basketball programs, and so much more. Boys, girls all around the Madison area are directly impacted by the lasting legacy that Bruce Dahman's impact will have on this community forever.
It's so cool to see, like you said, 10 years and the support that is still here as this place is packed here at Pleasant View Golf Course, and to so many good things, you know, throughout the last 10 years as well, and in the future too, that this Foundation can help.
Thanks to Jason Wilde for joining us a bit earlier in the show. If you missed any of that conversation or any of our show this morning, we had a lot of fun. Check it out on Wisconsin On Demand. Download the app, subscribe, rate, review wherever you get your podcast. Craig and Kyle are back next week. John Audius, the voice of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball. When's the season start this year? Is that August 27th?
Late August 27th, I believe.
That sounds right. In Louisville, home of the Final Four. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's coming up. You'll have that to look forward to with John. He's also on Wilde and Tausch at 11:15 tomorrow if you don't want to wait till August 27th. You can hear him tomorrow at 11:15.
I can't wait.
That'll be a lot of fun. Thanks, John. Thank you, Riley Yauch, our producer back in the Everlight Solar Studio. This has been Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin.